the All Black coaching role, and it's been out of the news for almost a week or two. But here it comes back again, and Scott Robertson, certainly a lot of people's favourite. But now it appears that Jamie Joseph is a viable contender as well. Jamie Wall, and the process now will be interesting.
Yeah, you're right. It will be, because it feels like it's the complete opposite of what they did last time, where instead of lying about going and contacting 26 or whatever it was candidates, they are being very upfront and saying, these are the two blokes we want, and we're going to be pretty open and transparent about the way that we go about interviewing them and the appointment process. Jamie Joseph coming into the conversation is an interesting one. I personally don't know what or sort of why he'd want to leave Japan, given the sort of money that I understand that he's on, and also the amount of control that he has over not just the Japanese national team, but the entire Japanese rugby setup. He's essentially an emperor up there. And to go from that to having to deal with the whims of New Zealand rugby, I don't think would be that much of a... Well, it'd be something that wouldn't be motivating him to do so. Whereas Robertson has, despite, you know, sort of putting the feelers out last year to say, like, oh, I want to coach another team, two All Black ones and stuff, it's pretty obvious this is what he wants to do. And he wouldn't be here if he didn't. And that the pathway for him now that all the other Test Nations have locked up their coaching staffs, is very much going straight into that job. I mean, and the other person you've got to think about in this situation is Ian Foster, because, of course, he and his staff are trying to win a World Cup this year, and the New Zealand Rugby have pretty much just come out and said, because they've intimated that they're going to get this process going as soon as possible, that they don't really have faith in him coaching beyond this year. So what faith do they have in him to win this World Cup when they appointed him last year? So I just think it's a very odd move by the board to do this, which is just yet another odd move that they've made, and that they probably need to just look at the way that they do everything rather than just the All Black coach.